Revelation chapter 3, as we continue to cruise through the seven letters to the seven churches. Seven literal churches that really did exist there in Asia Minor. We know that region today is the region of Turkey. The Church of Philadelphia. The summer of 1983, I was in Israel. It was a wonderful trip. We spent some time in that beautiful, picturesque region of the Sea of Galilee, then to Jerusalem, and then we took a day trip south to a place called Masada. Before we stopped at Masada, we all jumped into the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea is at the lowest place on the surface of the earth, where if your toes are right on the shore, you are standing on the lowest place of the earth without being underwater. 1,400 feet below sea level. In the Galilee, which is that beautiful lake, the water flows into the Galilee through the Jordan River, flows out to the south, goes down the Jordan Rift Valley, and ends up in the lowest place on the whole earth, the Dead Sea. Why is it dead? Because the water flows in, but it doesn't flow out. Evaporation takes out the H2O, leaving behind all the sediments and minerals. Nothing grows in the Dead Sea. It is the saltiest body of water on the earth. It is 10 times the salinity level of the oceans. There's so much salt, you, the human, becomes very buoyant. We all changed into our swim trunks. And then as you wade in, and pretty soon you're not touching, and you are standing in the water and not having to tread water, your buoyancy increases by a factor of 10. You can even sit up, and you will not sink. When the wind comes up, it literally blows all the humans, and we look like flotsam and jetsam just kind of moving on around. As I recall, I was doing my devotions that day, and I stopped off at Ephesians chapter 4. Blown around by every wind of doctrine. As I'm on the Dead Sea floating in a seated upright position, sure enough, a hot wind came and blew across the surface, and I felt myself going, this is cool.